Barty serves wide, backhand of Kennan. Barty digs it off the baseline. Kennan goes into the corner, slice from Barty into the middle of the court. Slicing again from Ash. Kennan goes cross to the forehand. Barty goes long with the forehand. And Sophia Kennan is into the Australian Open final. And Ash Barty will rue countless missed opportunities. But it's the American that's through. A hug at the net. Sophia Kennan, 7-6, 7-5.
That's why Darren Parkin called the action. We were shell-shocked and probably still will be by the time we sign off in about an hour and a bit's time. Brett Phillips has been covering it all down there and watching the ascent of Ash Barty more closely than we have. BP, how have you felt in the wake of Ash Barty semi-final exit?
No, well, I feel flat. I had to go out and introduce the next match, Andy. I think it's probably a combination of the sun. I don't know how these people sit out in the sun. And the fact Ash has lost, it was the flattest reception from the crowd for two Grand Slam champions in Muguruza and Halep. You could have thought it was first round of a tour match on the Canary Islands. That was the response, and they deserve a bigger one for that. But everyone's left really flat. I mean, we wanted the script to go the way of Ash, but that's tennis, that's sport. And look, she didn't cut it today with her serve, unfortunately. I mean, 50% serves in, and she was down under 40% in that third set, that second set, I should say. And, you know, that just doesn't cut it.
Are you
70%.
Sorry, mate. Are you comfortable explaining this one away with statistics, or as a lot of people want to do, do you want to address the mentality issue? Plenty of people out here are particularly sending in texts suggesting that she's choked.
Oh, yeah. So I don't think that's correct. I think she's been in a really good mindset. I mean, hard to tell totally. I mean, I've always said this, Andy, that the more and more I've watched Ash over a long period now, everyone was asking me last year, well, you know, how does she get beaten? She's the world number one, but the world number one in women's tennis doesn't really mean that much unless you've been Serena Williams. She's not a dominant Serena Williams. She's a very good player, Ash Barty, but she's susceptible. She's beatable. If you take your opportunities, she may only win one or two Grand Slams in her entire career. That's how tight it is. There's so many hungry players wanting to take her scalp. Now, if you make too many errors and you don't serve well enough, then you get beaten by, the 100th player in the world. That's how tight the margins are. So I don't think she choked. I don't think that at all. But she does have some off days. When she has an off day, unfortunately, it just doesn't look great. But, you know, so many times she's able to dig herself out of adversity. If you look at all the matches, she won 50-odd matches last year, and there were so many matches she didn't have on her terms where she had to scrap and fight and find a way to win. But today, beaten by a really dogged competitor, a really intense competitor in Kennan, who's going to be a bit of a star of the game.
BP, have we heard from Ash after the loss?
Well, I think she's in there right now. She was about to step in at 20-5, so we'll turn that around and see how she responds. Normally when she loses, she likes to get in and do her media rounds and just get the hell out of the place. So I saw she's got a media conference and about 7 TV she's got to do. So they go through a fair bit after a match with all the requests that come in.
What were your impressions of Kennan? Do you think she can go all the way?
I think the winner probably comes out of this match, to be honest. I've loved Simona Halep all through this tournament. She has played superbly. She knows how to win. Kale back in her corner. He's just got the sharpest tennis IQ, and they had a great partnership. But yeah, Muguruza, beautiful, sweet timer. This is an interesting battle. This could go for a while and push back Roger and Novak tonight, two games apiece at Juice in the opening set. But yeah, I've loved Halep's performance. You've got to belt her off the court. She just gets to everything. She makes you play ball after ball after ball, so, and hardly makes an error. So Simona Halep, I'm backing her in to win the title from here.
Hey, BP, before you go, the thermometer's telling us it's 39 degrees in Melbourne right now. How hot is it out there on that court?
Well, I've had to go out there in the suit and do a couple of presentations. Oof. And the feet were burning, I can tell you. And they've suspended play on the outside courts, but not in here. So, it's hot. It's probably an extra 5-10 degrees hotter on the court, on a hard court, Andy, in the sun.
It's truth.
Mate, we'll all live to fight another day, as will Ash Barty, and we'll look forward to seeing her do that again. Keep up the good work, mate.
Good on you, boys. Tonight, Roger and Novak. Looking forward to that. Raise the Bat 50th episode.
Good man.